The Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment is hosting pop-up vaccination in a number of communities in an effort to contain the spread of COVID-19 locally. That is according to Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John, who said some flu clinics have been operating at extended hours to accommodate vaccination.
Today we do have our vaccination sites in Kingston. We're giving vaccine out of the Planned Parenthood Association office and the Solidarity Car Park. We're going up until 6 p.m. today. So if you want to try to get there after work, that would be facilitated. We do have a caravan on the road today as well. It's going to be around Kingston area. And then we're going to head out to Diamond Estate by Denise Shop from about 4 p.m. in that area where we're going to be offering the vaccines. Our team is also in Georgetown today, and they're just right outside of the supermarket there in Georgetown. Pembroke District is also open until 6 p.m. today. So we have quite a number of our vaccination sites that are open. We also have a pop-up drive today at the St. Vincent Community College, and that is open to the public as well. So if you have your first dose, your second dose, and you're in the area where a pop-up drive is happening or you see a setup for a vaccination area, you can just take your card and you will be able to receive your first or your second dose of your vaccine or your booster shot as well.
Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John. Regionally, Barbados became equipped for a major push to reach its COVID-19 vaccination target on Thursday with the arrival of 70,200 doses of the Pfizer vaccine. And the private sector organization of Jamaica, PSOJ, has called for affordable and wide-scale availability of rapid COVID-19 testing as a key component to the country's coronavirus response and management as the country moves into the endemic stage of the campaign and adapt to living with the virus. Internationally, Pfizer said its experimental antiviral pill for COVID-19 cuts rates of hospitalization and death by nearly 90% in high-risk adults as the drug maker joins the race to bring the first easy-to-use medication against the coronavirus to the U.S. market. Currently, all COVID-19 treatments used in the U.S. require an IV or injection. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization, WHO, has warned Europe is once again at the epicenter of the COVID-19 pandemic as cases soar across the continent. At a press conference, WHO Europe head Hans Kluge said the continent could see 500,000 more deaths by February. He blamed insufficient vaccine take-up for the rise. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.